This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yeah! Now listen, some of y'all might know this and some of y'all don't. Some of y'all might be with this and some of y'all won't. But listen, let me clear my throat.
Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out.
Yeah, rock to the rhythm of the funky rhyme so I can get busy just one more time to the beat and you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco, and I never let the mic, might not tire me no more.
Here's DJ Amy, rip up the whole dang flow.
So look at it here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I got a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Now, if y'all want to party like we do, if y'all want to party like us, let me hear you say, ah, 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 ah.
Do I need to run and hide now? Is that what needs to happen? That was in year one, I think, of After Hours. Or maybe it was year two, but it was really early on in my tenure here at CBS Sports Radio. And courtesy of our Dallas affiliate, 105.3, The Fan, Roger Raps, yo, Roger Raps. I just feel the need to remind people every time I recorded that dry. I did not record it over music. And producer Jay was not around when that happened. It was Isaac who was the only person I would allow in the studio. And he was so great. He would play a segment of the music or the rap and he would let me hear it a couple times, and then I would record that particular three, four lines. There's usually four lines. And when I recorded, he would turn his back so that I wouldn't have to look at his face and be worried that he was laughing at me. I'm sure he was.
Laughing?
But it doesn't matter.
Be awestruck in amazement.
Anyway, back to our cameo discussion of last hour. What if I offer people a rap? What if I... I can't do it. People have said to me, when are you going to drop your second whatever, your second single, your second hit? I did that only because it was a special request from Dallas.
It was DJ Amy, rip up the whole dang flow.
I mean, there's more. There's an entire song. I'm telling you, there's an entire song. Anyway, if I offered that on Cameo, I'd have to upcharge.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. That,
be that, inundated.
That can't be $10.
No, that can't be $10.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I've retired as a rapper or something. I've retired as a cool person, that's for sure. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page named after the show. We will have a new YouTube video also named after the show, on our channel before you hit your Friday night lights, baby. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. Now, before we wrap up our cameo discussion, because Jay and I will have to, we're going to have to muse over this, whether or not we're going to do a cameo account for After Hours. But Jacob, again, former Syracuse student, because now he's, you know, a junior and he's moved on, got his own radio show. So proud of you, by the way. He has done the cameo account here in studio for himself just to prove to us that it can be done without a million followers on Twitter and Facebook. But I asked him, how much would I charge for a video? I'm thinking cameo sets the rate. Oh no, Jay, the individual sets the rate. And he looked up the most expensive athletes. Are you ready for some of these?
Yeah.
This is crazy. Okay, so save the most expensive for last just because it blows me away. Just give us a few examples of athletes who are on Cameo and have set rates for, what did you say, a 30-second video?
30-second, 1 minute, just a short video.
Okay.
David Ortiz, $620.
$620 for David Ortiz.
To tell me just happy birthday?
Yeah. Or? It's the present that will blow your family and friends away.
And I get the video forever? Like I can download it to my computer?
I think so. Yes, I believe so.
It's like wedding photos. You get to keep them.
Got it.
Jonathan Taylor, $600.
Jonathan Taylor, the Indianapolis Colts running back?
Yes.
Okay.
Pedro Martinez, $750.
Oh, I love Pedro.
That's enticing.
He would put a whole lot of flair into it.
I don't know if I would understand what he's saying, but I like it.
Che, what? He speaks English?
All right.
Okay. He was a Met.
I love Pedro. Okay.
Bryce Harper, $899.
Why $899? I guess you can be in a lower tier. It's like when they put the gas prices up and it's $399, not $4.
It makes it sound cheaper. $900 sounds crazy.
Yeah. What about DeMar Hamlin you found? He's on Cameo.
I believe... was, I think, $500.
$500 for DeMar Hamlin. Some guy posing as Andy Reid.
$500, yes.
Yeah, okay, DeMar Hamlin.
How much is the guy posing as Andy Reid?
$20.
$20 for almost Andy Reid. Okay, go to the top echelon where you found the most outrageous prices. Now, these are some of the most expensive athletes on Cameo.
So Michael Beasley is $1,000, which is interesting. Michael Beasley, mm-hmm. He's not like Michael Beasley out of all
players. The basketball player?
Yes.
Nice, Jay. Yes, he is, in fact, a basketball player. $1,000?
$1,000.
$1,000 for a video that goes a minute tops.
Has he done something post-basketball career that I missed? Or?
Oh, maybe he hasn't updated his pricing lately? He hasn't accounted for inflation?
Maybe he's just hoping to get one video and call it a career on Cameo? I don't know.
He's going to be a millionaire with 10 videos?
Right.
Oh, that's 100 videos. Mm. Okay, go ahead.
Josh Norman, $1,000.
Huh. Is Josh Norman still active?
I don't believe so.
Okay. If these are athletes, what do celebrities and musicians charge?
Jay Williams, $1,000.
Just to follow up, Jay Williams, the broadcaster / former
yes.
Duke player, $1,000.
$1,000.
Okay, so just to follow up, Josh Norman's a free agent, so he is available. Okay, go ahead.
So from my research, my very quick research, the most expensive cameo is Caitlyn Jenner.
Among athletes. Caitlyn Jenner.
She is labeled as an icon, so I guess that fits under athletes.
Oh, okay.
How much?
Take a guess.
Yeah, take a wild guess.
Well, if Michael Beasley's going for $1,000, let me see. Caitlyn Jenner, one video, 30 seconds to a minute. I'll say $12,000.
$12,000?
$12,000.
Yeah.
You're way off.
Who would ever pay that?
I feel like it's more.
No.
Okay. Well, Michael Beasley's charging $1,000 out here. I don't know what Caitlyn Jenner can get away with. Let's go with $5,000.
$2,500.
$2,500. Okay. That's the most expensive one?
Michael Beasley looks like that. Is probably very popular with Shanghai Sharks fans.
Because it's a very good point,
actually. That's where he last played.
It's a tremendous point.
The Chinese Basketball Association and the Shanghai Sharks. I'm blown away by that. If we could find even one person who paid $1,000 for Michael Beasley.
Can we see how many things he's had?
Yes. There's some videos here. 24-hour delivery, so he's active.
Wow.
22 seconds average video length for Michael Beasley. So you're 22. So that's how much per second?
A lot.
It's good work.
A lot. Oh my gosh.
45 per second.
Jay, what should we charge for our cameo video? Should we ask people? We should throw it out there. Maybe we'll start it next week because it is going into a Friday, so I'm not sure how much traction. We only have 50 minutes left here on the show. Well, 45 when you take out commercials. So I'm thinking it might be a bad time to start this, but people should put their thinking caps on because I had the thought, well, let's just charge $20. But then I realized, rut-row, if I charge $20, we're going to be doing 20,000 videos every weekend, and I can't do that. My husband might divorce me. So instead, you have to find a balance. This is supply and demand between a cost that makes it worth your time, our time. I don't know if Cameo produces them or we produce them, but either way, it has to be worth the time, but also not be overpriced so that people can't afford it or wouldn't think it was worth it.
I need to check out the website interface and see if there's categories or something. Like, you know, you can make one video that's 30 seconds to a minute, this, and a video that's a little longer or a little more specialty, this. I have no idea.
What's the most expensive? That's athletes.
Caitlyn Jenner, I think, 25 is still
but
the most
that's
expensive.
Athletes, though.
But I looked under all. I think she's the most expensive.
How is that possible on Cameo?
I will double check.
That Caitlyn Jenner. Is there another icon on there besides Caitlyn Jenner?
I'm just going to Google this.
Okay. Because there was a guy that was a self-made millionaire on Cameo. Huh.
Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah, he's up there.
You know him?
Actor?
Shark Tank. The entrepreneur.
Oh, yep.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr.
Why would he need to charge that much?
Because he right? can. He's at 1,257.
So not as much as Caitlyn Jenner.
But that's another one that's up there. Floyd Mayweather's up there. He's at 1,200 roughly.
He makes less than Caitlyn Jenner?
Yep.
I mean, there's an entire generation of people that don't even know Caitlyn Jenner was an athlete. Right? That only know Caitlyn Jenner. Oh, that's why. Because of the Kardashians.
Of course.
Duh. So I was thinking, he said athlete, right? So I'm thinking athlete, going back to the days when...
Bruce.
Right. She was a decathlete in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I say
I
that correctly.
I wasn't alive.
Yes.
But yeah.
No, I mean, I remember watching at the time. I was a kid. But I'm thinking that's the reason. No, it's the freaking Kardashians. That's the reason why.
Yeah.
So not even under the, I mean, yes, could be under the athlete category, but that's not why people are paying that much.
Yeah, it's the Kardashians.
Oh,
it's not the sports world, really, that
duh.
I feel like is giving her that
yeah.
price.
It's, that's yeah. how uncool I am, because I'm thinking something completely different. Why would people, like sports fans, want to pay $2,500? But nah, I get it now. The Kardashians are a monster.
Yeah.
They are. Okay, now it makes sense. Probably hoping that there'll be shots of Kim and Kylie and Kendall. And don't tell me, there's more. They're all K's. Kim, Kylie, Kendall.
Courtney. There's one.
And then there's one more. Not Kaylee.
Kylie.
No, we did Kylie. Kylie, Kendall, Courtney, Kim. There's
Chloe.
One. Chloe.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
Way to go, Jay. Wow. Between the two of us, we're almost cool. And then Caitlyn.
Are they still cool, the Kardashians? Or like they've been replaced by like the Kelsey's now? Or?
No, the Kelsey's. Well, if Taylor Swift is part of the Kelsey's, then yes, they've been replaced.
Keeping up with the Kelsey's? I don't know.
Keeping up with the Swifties. Yeah, interesting. Okay, well, on that note, we'll consider a Cameo account. Thank you, Jacob, for all of your research. What a dummy I am. I'm like, Caitlyn Jenner, why? Just dawned on me. The light just went on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Don't at me here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook, though, if you have some deep thoughts about whether or not we should do Cameo. I would feel like I was ripping people off, though, charging them $100 for a video.
It depends. Depends
on
the content material, I guess, and what
if
they
I'm
want.
Singing happy birthday to you, is that worth $100?
If you make someone's day, it's your $100 to spend, right?
Here's the issue. When you're charging a flat rate, like, it depends of what they want you to do. Like, if they want you to jump into a pool in the winter...
They can't tell you to do anything.
Just an example. That was the wackiest example I could think of. Or sing a full-on singing rap of Happy Birthday. That's much different than a roast of your best friend. So it's hard to, like, find a happy medium there. So I feel like for some you want to charge more, but then some, $10.
This sounds very complicated.
It does.
You ready for this one?
Yes. I don't know.
All right. This video message is $1,320 per message if you want to get one from Trey Lance.
Oh. Trey Lance?
Trey Lance. Dallas Cowboys.
Maybe because he's a Dallas Cowboy? Has he taken more than a dozen snaps for the Dallas Cowboys?
So it actually goes back to, on this list, it had him as a Niner. So it was, okay. It goes back to his Niner days that he was still charging that much.
Oh, okay. Let's consider this. I'm not charging that kind of money. But
that's crazy.
Maybe $100 for a birthday video. $100 for me to sing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
That's $1,000.
$100 for me to tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Okay. Wow. In other really scintillating sports news that has nothing to do with Caitlyn Jenner or the Kardashians, Celtics become the first team to clinch a playoff spot. And I think this is scripted. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Right before St. Patty's Day, the Shamrock clinches a playoff spot. Of course, it had to be that way. Jaylen Brown is locked in, but actually, he's not so much about the forward thinking. He's also remembering how painful these playoff losses the last couple years when they thought they had a championship team, and that's still driving him.
It's a quote that I like. When things don't go your way, when you don't get what you want, what you got was experience. And I love that quote. And I think that, you know, we've had losses, we've had embarrassment, we've had mistakes. And, you know, I've used it all to just improve.
He's on a tear since the All-Star break. He's been really good. Celtics hit 25 triples last night against the Suns. It was raining threes. Kevin Durant, after the first quarter, I don't want to say completely non-existent, but not a real scoring threat. So the defense was working as well. These Celtics have 52 wins and a nearly 10-game cushion in the East. Who's going to battle Boston? That's right now the question. Oh, I can answer that on Cameo. Bring it on. Let's go. Actually, we haven't set up our account yet, but I'll tell you who's going to battle Boston in the East. Isn't that what my radio show is for? These should be all non-sports things, except you know that people will want sports things. That's what people will want on Cameo.
It could be all of it. The limits are, the world's your oyster.
I feel like, speaking of limits, I feel like I'd have to set a limit. 1 hour a week on Cameo. I'm telling you. What if you get addicted to it? No, then it's getting kicked to the curb. That's what happened with Snapchat. It gave me agita. Snapchat, and I haven't had it for 3 years now, it gave me angst because I felt like if it wasn't open and I wasn't posting videos and I wasn't looking at the... No, I could. After a while, it actually stressed me out to be on Snapchat.
Want to hear something weird about Snapchat? So on my drive home every day, there's a billboard. They just put it up about a month ago, and it says, it's like split into two, and it says, less social media, more Snapchat. Like, it's a Snapchat billboard. But isn't Snapchat like a social media?
It is social. It's a social media way to communicate.
Yeah, so I don't know. That billboard kind of, I was like, what is it talking about?
Yeah.
Less social media, more Snapchat.
I mean, this was, again, pre my husband. But his mom, I think I mentioned this on the air going back to last spring. His mom followed me on Snapchat. And I, even for her, couldn't open up the account again. I had vowed never to go back on it. That's it.
We've never snapped.
And I don't want to. I mean, every now and then I'll feel like, maybe I'm missing out. And then I think, no way. I remember it stressed me out. It actually caused anxiety. Unlike any of the other social media accounts I have, this one just, it was weird. I didn't like it. The negative impact it had on me, maybe because I had people at the time dating that only communicate over Snapchat. So it was like, you always had to keep it open. And the videos, the whole idea of having a 10-second video that just disappears.
Oh, it's limitless.
It's
now.
Creepy. Wait, limitless meaning?
Time.
Oh, you can do as much as you want.
As much as you want.
But it still disappears in 10 seconds?
You can make it not that way, but.
Oh. And then people know if you screenshot it.
Yeah.
I mean, No, I couldn't. After a while, I just couldn't anymore.
Have you been on it since they added like the new facial recognition stuff?
No,
and you could,
I haven't been.
Around?
I got rid of it in the winter of 2020.
Okay.
Again, because it was stressing me out, and I never went back on it.
Just keep it that way, probably.
Okay.
You're not missing much, honestly.
All right. No, you and I have never snapped. This was before I met you.
Yeah, it is. That's kind of sad, though.
Is it?
A little.
You can text me anytime you want.
But it's
you
a snap.
Can call me whenever you want.
If you answer.
Why do you need to snap me? All right. We were just talking about the Celtics. I don't know how we got. Oh, I was going to tell you who's going to battle Boston in the East. Right now, come on down. That opportunity is open. All right. Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. No Snap, no Cameo yet, but maybe. YouTube channel, check. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Happy Friday here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Castle as UConn down one out front to Sampson. Sampson Johnson top of the three-point arc and a hand off to Newton. Newton goes alley-oop to Johnson and he rips it down. Now they get it down to Castle on the baseline left. He's guarded there by Trey Green, got an advantage. He powers it up and in. Oh, baby, bully ball by Castle. He stormed the rim. UConn leads 45-38. Here's Klingon, high post, right, gives to Newton, who drives into the basket, gives to Klingon, who catches and lays it in, and he got fouled. What a strong move by Donovan that time.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The UConn Huskies are the defending champions as we head into the weekend in which we'll see the new bracket and selection Sunday. UConn against Xavier in the Big East tournament, and that's the call with Learfield IMG. Huge edge on the rebounds and only had 9 turnovers, which is really impressive. Dan Hurley has got his team in the right spot. Remember, it wasn't that long ago they were talking about how this loss is not one that we experience very often, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no, they're back to playing their best basketball of the season.
So there are many teams in the country with this level of talent and NBA players. I mean, a starting five of all guys that are NBA players that are willing for it to be other people's nights on a given night. For Tristan, who's an All-American and AP player of the year in the league, and for him to go get 13, 7, and 5 and only take 10 shots and allow others. It just speaks to, and Cam's done it, and just got a team filled of guys have bought into the culture and all about winning.
Ooh, that's what you want as a coach. And he refers to Donovan Klingon, who, yeah, is one of those guys that's able to fill up a stat sheet and yet doesn't need to, is kind of the idea. And certainly against Xavier, when you're able to put them away, that's huge. But Connecticut hasn't actually won the Big East tournament titles since 2011. It's been a long time. And they're a great story. because of how they won the championship last year. We've seen UConn Huskies do this before for multiple different coaches where they catch lightning in a bottle. They've got the right formula. A, they've got the culture. They've got a coach and a group that buys in, and they get hot, scorching hot at just the right time. So this is not a team that's going to catch anyone off guard, right? But at the same time, they're still working as though they are underdogs. And that's what I appreciate about them. So yeah, 7'2" Klingon. Just a couple of points in the first half, but then as they were breaking away from Xavier, goes on an 11-0 run. Personally, has 11 straight points. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As for some of the other Blue Bloods, North Carolina, no trouble in advancing to the ACC semifinals. Also rebounds, huge edge over Florida State. And I just love the fact that right now, it's not a secret weapon, but that is the weapon because there aren't a lot of teams in the country that can rebound the way that UNC can, not just with the size and the bulk, but the priority that the Heels place on rebounding. 17 offensive rebounds against Florida State in last night's game. And so they have advanced to the semis, but we will not get UNC Duke in the ACC tournament championship because Duke was ousted by... Well, should we call them a hungrier team? I think we should. NC State, the Wolfpack, they were below 500 in ACC conference play. Right now, the way to get into the tournament is to win the ACC tournament that's taking place in D.C. And to hear Kyle Filipowski talk about it, Duke just wasn't ready to go.
NC State wanted it more than us. I think that was kind of the biggest thing. You know, this postseason, I mean, just speaking back to Tennessee last year, they wanted it more than us. And these teams are so different in the postseason. And, you know, you're not going to – I mean, we do get everyone's best shot in the regular season anyways, but there's still another level to it in the postseason. And we got to learn. We got to be one of those teams.
I don't love that. Compare the UConn effort against a lesser opponent with the Duke effort against a lesser opponent. Filipowski fouled out with about 15 seconds to go. Otherwise, they might have glossed over this and gotten the win late. Wolfpack struggled at the free throw line until the last couple seconds. They were able to make a few to put it out of reach. They did lead most of the second half, but Duke was making a charge. Despite turnovers, sloppy play, it did, in fact, look like, and I hate that phrase in sports, they wanted it more. Except that's actually coming from the Duke locker room and their leader. But I don't know why. Certainly NC State has this kind of one-and-done mentality. If we don't keep winning, we're out. But Duke should have just as much of an urgency. Yes, the Blue Devils are in the tournament, but they ended their regular season on a loss. And to go out in the opening round, or for them, the opening round, they had the bye into the quarterfinals of this conference tournament. And that's how you end. That's how you're done. You're just going to stew over those two losses or stew over how you finished and wait for March Madness. Whether it affects their seed, okay, it might drop them a line, maybe even two, depending on what else is going on and who else surges. But the whole point is that you're going into the tournament on kind of a sour note, and in about, a week and a half's time, you'll have played just the two games. More than a week and a half, you'll have played just the two games and both of them losses. I don't love that. So the way that UConn, with everything on the line to play for, and Duke are going into the NCAA tournament, that's a stark contrast. By the way, UConn gets Rick Pitino and St. John's next, and he's got the secret to beating UConn.
We got to have... about six of their players get COVID.
I'm sorry. We're not allowed to laugh at that. But no one's ever accused Rick Pitino of being politically correct. But we six of them? Six of them. All right.
Seven might do it. But go get him, team.
Right. He's always been a smartass. And as someone who claims sarcasm as my love language, it definitely appeals to me. But it's goofy. It does send this message. But you know what? Sometimes there are coaches Jim Calhoun of UConn, while we're talking about UConn, used to do this all the time. Oh, treat the, like, talk about the opponent as though it's the best team in the history of basketball.
Kill him with kindness.
And I don't know that that's what he was doing. I'm sure that he will have a game plan and they will approach it as though every player will be healthy.
We got to have about 60 of the players get COVID.
Also, I feel guilty laughing like someone's going to send me a nasty message. It's not real. It's not true. It's not what he really wants.
I mean, you don't have to quarantine anymore.
Wait, you don't? Because I have a friend that got COVID not that long ago, and she had to miss 5 days of work.
I think she wanted to miss 5 days of work.
Told her she had to stay home.
No, that's like a new thing without, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, three and a half weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't have to quarantine anymore for days. They're just like, yeah, go for it. You're good. CDC.
They did not say that.
Something like that.
Something like that. Jay, I feel as though now we're really in trouble because you're spreading misinformation.
No, that's true.
You know, people get canceled for that.
This is fact. Straight fact.
That's how they phrased it. Just you do you.
Yeah, you're good. Oh, no. Catch you later.
We'll catch you on the flip side. Okay. On that note, I'm not going to identify either me or my producer. You have no. This is the lady of the night on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hurry back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness! It's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City!
And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown! Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Derrick Henry in purple. Well, he's not a quarterback, but he's got a pretty damn good quarterback alongside in purple. It was neat to hear him talk about his grandmother and how that was her favorite color. And he wore the same suit to honor his grandmother because it was the one that he wore at her funeral. I've always been a big fan of Derrick Henry, and I'm really excited about what he can do with the Ravens. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Henry's really excited about what he can do alongside Lamar Jackson.
One of the best, if not the best, players in this league. I have respect for him ever since he's came in this league and his body of work and what he's been able to do, and respect for this organization as well. They have some great players in this organization, just like Lamar, who's done a lot of great things, Mark Andrews, at tight end, Raquan Smith at the linebacker position, some great leaders, guys who set a good example. So excited to be teammates with everybody and excited to get in the RB room and get to know those guys and be able to compete against them and all of us make each other better.
He used it, Jay. He used the RB room. That might be a new feature. The R&B room or Arby's room, knowing you and your fast food proclivity.
No Arby's.
No.
Never once.
It's good roast beef. I like Arby's.
I heard the fries are good. The curly fries.
The RB room. Yeah, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson. That's going to be a 1-2 punch. And there was a message from Derrick Henry for anyone who doesn't believe he still got it. Now, first of all, he's not going to be blazing down the field like Lamar Jackson, juking guys out of their shorts and showing guys his butt. That's not what he does. He trucks you. I mean, his has always been brute force running. So as long as he stays healthy, as long as they give him the ball, I think it's great because now you've got this threat where Lamar can and will both throw and run, and it makes planning for that offense infinitely more challenging.
Bread and butter.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Some QB news through the eyes of the running backs, the RB room, as we call it. The Houston Texans give Joe Mixon a contract extension, 3 years, $27 million, and it does include a nice chunk of $13 million guaranteed. Now, remember, they traded just a seventh-round pick to the Bengals to get him, even though he was expected to be released. So they wanted Joe Mixon enough that they gave up a late-round draft pick. Bengals had gone ahead and done Zach Moss. That, okay, whatever. But what I love is that you now have a Joe Mixon who's a veteran in the backfield with a C.J. Stroud. And as you can imagine, he's just excited, as excited, I should say, as Derrick Henry playing with Lamar, because C.J. Stroud's the offensive rookie of the year reigning, and the Texans are a team going places.
Well, C.J., he's a phenomenal player. I mean, obviously, he was the rookie of the year, and that ain't by no fluke. I think that we have a great group of guys in this here locker room. I was talking with D'Amico, and it's a lot of guys running around, young, don't know no better, and ready to get after it. And, you know, I've definitely been fortunate to be a part of something like that. So it's a great thing coming into this situation and, you know, basically picking up where I left off, man. So definitely in a great position here and definitely excited to, you know, start with my new beginnings.
He's just 27 years old. It feels like he's been around for a long time. But even last season was over 1,000 yards, had 9 touchdowns. Granted, the Bengals were without Joe Burrow the second half of the year, so it kind of changed their offense a bit. But I also didn't realize the Texans were in the bottom of the NFL in rushing yards per game, not even over 100 rushing yards per game. So consider C.J. Stroud on the pieces that they have and what they were able to accomplish in the first year of Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. And now you throw in a 1,000-yard back. You can imagine they're excited, too.
C.J. Strong!
Oh, hi, Mark. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. This is a bit of a transition from a starting running back with the Offensive Rookie of the Year in Houston to a press conference to introduce your backup quarterback. But this is what the NFL has come to now. Just as a side note, it's not recent QB news, but it was huge news back when Tim Tebow was traded from the Broncos to the Jets. And I just remember being flabbergasted and bamboozled at the fact that the Jets held a press conference for their third string quarterback, and thinking, when can we do this? Oh, well, it's a thing now. Will Disley held a press conference, on Thursday, and Mac Jones introduced as the backup to Trevor Lawrence by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I'm excited for him because Jacksonville's home and there is family there.
Obviously, we kind of just decided the mutual parting of ways was the best decision for both of us. And for me, it was just about moving on and getting back home, and I can't be more excited. And for them, it's about moving forward and turning the page. So really, that's kind of what we decided, and I think it's a great decision.
I do know the area good, and I don't think I'll be staying with my parents. So maybe we'll see. But yeah, my mom's coming to pick me up in about 30 minutes. It's kind of nice when your mom can pick you up from work.
Agreed. I would take that. I suppose he doesn't have a car yet there in Jacksonville, so maybe that's the deal. That's hysterical. And also, is that the liveliest you've ever heard him? Going back to his days at Alabama, or maybe the draft, he was so subdued and tight-lipped in New England, similar to what we got from Tom Brady. Now, he would maybe talk a little more, but it was everything close to the vest. He's out from underneath the hoodie.
I don't think I ever heard him laugh before.
You didn't miss, you missed that entirely. He's out from underneath
that was amazing,
the hoodie.
Actually. Yeah.
Right, out from underneath the hood. E. No, seriously, he's laughing. Wait, can we hear that one again about his family and his mom?
I do know the area good, and I don't think I'll be staying with my parents. So maybe we'll see. But yeah, my mom's coming to pick me up in about 30 minutes. So. It's kind of nice when your mom can pick you up from work.
No joke. When was the last time, if ever, that you heard Mac Jones laugh like that?
Never once.
Right.
Never.
Good for him. It sounds like he's really excited. And yes, a change was best for both him and the Patriots. But in Mac Jones' world, first he gets drafted number 15 overall by the Pats, which I think was a bit of a surprise at the time that the Pats were able to snag him. And then When it doesn't work out, and I know he's gone through a couple of tough years, he gets traded to Jacksonville. That's amazing. Where his mom is picking him up from work. We need to keep that. That's fantastic. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, going through our QB news. As for other, well, I don't know if he's going to be a backup quarterback. Sam Darnold is signed by the Vikings, was the backup in San Francisco. They liked him behind Brock Purdy. He did get a few snaps, but Brock was healthy most of the time. But, yeah, translated that into a job and a gig with Minnesota.
Very excited to be here, obviously. Great opportunity, great organization. Just ready to get to work, man. Talking to Kevin and Josh McCown. Just being able to meet with those guys, and I'm very excited about this opportunity. Obviously, we've got great players like Aaron Jones right here, and obviously our defense is going to be ready to go as well. So, very excited about this opportunity.
We're doing a little combo, Sam Darnold and Aaron Jones. So it's the QB news and it's the RB room. Jones, hey, while we've got you, what about changing uniforms and going from the green and gold to the purple people eaters?
It's not strange at all. You know, it's football. I played for many different teams growing up. Middle school, high school, you know, you change teams, you change teammates, and that's part of the game. And I'm blessed to be here. I'm excited for what's to come and to get to work with these guys.
Huh. That's interesting. Okay, so he's going to play it straight up. He's going to take the high road, but I don't know, maybe just a little bit more about how it ended in Green Bay.
It's a part of the business. You know what you sign up for. My agent had called me before all of that happened, telling me it was a possibility. So, you know, my mind was already prepared, and I just wanted to go where I felt wanted. So that's Aww. Here, and I'm like I said, I'm excited to be here.
I wouldn't call that a dig of Green Bay, but I would call it a revelation. Really, the only thing that he offered up is that he wanted to be in a place where he was wanted. Ergo, first time I've ever said that on the radio. The Green Bay Packers didn't indicate that they wanted him. Now, Joe Mixon, we're not going back to Joe, but only to say that Joe was a little more open about what happened with Cincinnati. The fact that he said it was a shock. And I took 24 to 48 hours to hurt. I still have emotional feelings about it. So he was a little more open about his reaction to what happened and how the Bengals abruptly parted ways. Whereas Aaron Jones, other than, hey, I just want to be where I'm wanted, didn't really say a whole lot. So two different approaches. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. John Schneider and the Seattle Seahawks. Also, again, with the backup QBs, right? They've got Geno Smith, and they trade for Sam Howell, trading with the Commanders for Sam Howell.
We're sweating that out. There were several teams involved with it, and, Sam's a football player. I think that's the best way to describe it. You know, there's guys that he'll play quarterback when you watch, and then everybody saw him play out here. He had a great day against us this past fall. But he's a quarterback, but he's really a football player. That's what I love about him. You know, really tough, young. You know, he's 23 years old and has 18 starts. You know, in the league already, and you know he's the same age as like Daniels from LSU and Rattler and Penix, and he's a year younger than Bo Nix, and you know so.
That is interesting.
You know, we're just really excited to be able to acquire him. And, you know, we know he's a serious dude. And, you know, he's into it. He works his tail off. We got great reviews on him. And we love him coming out of college.
Seattle Sports, 7:10 a.m. But he did clarify. John Schneider, the GM of the Seahawks, did clarify. He's not competing with Geno Smith. This is Geno's job. And Sam is the backup. Though, as a side note, and your Friday morning nerd alert, 66 different quarterbacks started games in 2023, which is second most in the Super Bowl era. So there's always a chance, if you're the backup QB, that you are in fact going to be pressed into duty. We know that for sure. But I didn't realize that he was younger than some of these guys in the draft, the same age as a Michael Penix, who is expected to go in the first round. So that's really interesting. Yeah, it's honestly quarterbacks crisscrossing the country. And I said this earlier, it's not just starters. Yes, Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. That's one big change. We know that the teams that are drafting rookies like Chicago at the top. Oh, by the way, Chicago got Keenan Allen from the Chargers. So sorry, Justin. Oh, that was mean. It wasn't meant to be mean. It's just like, hey, why don't you bring in Keenan Allen when Justin Fields is still here? But anyway.
Well, we don't know yet.
Keenan Allen, I guess that's true. We don't actually have the confirmation. Keenan Allen, now a member of the Chicago Bears. And so there are some changes among starting quarterbacks. But how many of these are backup changes? Yeah, it's the age of the backup quarterback. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you after the selection show on Sunday night, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.